No chutzpah se b'chalav. Siman pei zayin. Just as we had done Hilchos Shlita and Hilchos Tarover, so I'd give a hakdama to Hilchos Basa B'chalav, and again to build the hakdama on the hakdama between the Gadim, his tzicha, the Hilchos Basa B'chalav, and his tzicha begins, Da'ad yesh hevdel bein basar b'chalav l'shar isurim b'tzlas milin k'mo sha'avayar. That basically basar b'chalav is a subcategory of Tarovus. And once we've already learned Hilchos Basa B'chalav, once we've already learned Hilchos Tarovus, Hilchos Basar B'chalav will basically be using the same rules, just applying them, with three exceptions that we'll discuss today. That'll be the Hakadama for three exceptions. And therefore the Rambam doesn't have a separate Hilchos Basar B'chalav, he has Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuras. Within Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuras, when you get up to Perek Tes, that's when you hit into Hilchos Basar B'chalav. So, although in the order of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Basar B'chalav precedes Hilchos Tarovus in a conceptual and a logical order. Certainly Hilchos Tarovus are the rules. Basar B'chalav is an application with certain exceptions. What are the exceptions? So let's just mention them, all three first, and then we'll go through them one by one. Firstly, Basar B'chalav shenisarvu yachar ayidei bishul haraui ne'esru shneihem ba'achila u'bahana'a min ha'torah. That as opposed to classic isurei achila, Macholos Asuros, we dealt with in Hilchos Tarovus that are only Asur Ba'achila. Here we have not only an Isur Achila, but also an Isur Bishul, and also an Isur Hana'ah. And this is very unusual. We have other Isurei Hana'ah, a few of them, Chametz Pesach, Orla, Kilei HaKerem, but in terms of Isurei Bishul, this is pretty unique. So we'll have to define what are the Isurei Bishul, what are the Isurei Hana'ah. Secondly, the Basar B'chalav, Chaticha Nasis Nevela Asur Bomin HaTorah Vilu Bishari Surim Chaticha Nasis Nevela, if we have it at all, Eino Ela Midrabana. He pointed out that Bishari Surim Mahokas Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam, the Chlal is there a din of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. We pass it Rabbeinu Tam that there is, but there is Drabana. And here we have here in Basar B'chalav we have Chanan Midaraisa, and the question is, what Halachu L'maisa comes out of that distinction between Daraisa and Drabana? Thirdly, Gimel, Tam Ki Ika Rebasar B'chalav L'Kulei Alma Habe Min HaTorah. We pointed out that by Shari Surim we have Machokas Rishonim is Tam Ki Ika Midoraisa or Midrabanan. Rashi holds it's Drabanan, Rabbeinu Tam holds it's Daraisa, the Rambam, there's Machokas Mefarshim, how to learn the Rambam. However, over here, everyone agrees that Tam Ki Ika and Basar B'chalav is Daraisa, And even after the Dan Bishari Surim have a Tam Kikr Minatorah, even though we pass like Rov Rishon the Tam Kikr is Midaraisa Bishari Surim, Mikomakom Hezel Yesh, Ilu Bebasar Mechalav, Hayaloke Al Kol Kezayef Mibasar Al Chalav O Mishneim Yachad. Bishari Surim, Ein Loke Al Tam Kikr, Tam Al Kolom Amosho, we saw in the same Rav Yochanan, Ein Loke Nalav. But Bebasar Mechalav, we have Malkos and Tam Kikr. Okay, so we have then over here three differences between Basar B'chalav and Shari Surim, the world of Bishul and Hana'ah, the concept of Chanan Midaraisa, and even Tam Kikr itself appears to be at a different level, on a level of Malkus. Okay, so let's go through these one by one. How do we know that Basar B'chalav is Asur in Bishul and Hana'ah aside from Achila? So here, the Machaber quotes the Limud that we're most familiar with from the Gemara, the Machaber in the beginning of Siman Pei Zayin, Kazav Batorah Vosevasho Gedi Bachlei Bimo Gimel Ka'amim, Echad L'Yisur Bishul, Echad L'Yisur Achila, Ve'echad L'Yisur Hana'ah. That we have a Yitura Dekra, from the Yitura Dekra, we get to three Yisurim. The Rambam, however, doesn't quote this Makar, but rather in Perek Tes, Hilchos Ma'acholos Asura Salacha Beis, Rambam says as follows, Lo shasa kakosuv mi'le'asar ha'achila el b'nei sho'asar ha'bishul. Klomar, when the Torah says v'osevashol gedi v'chlei bimo afilu bishulo asar v'ein sarach lomar achila so k'mo sh'shasak mi'le'asar ha'bas me'achar sho'asar v'ach ha'bas. Now we have over here a kalachomer in the Torah, sort of an onshin min hadin, that just as we have in the world of arayos a kalachomer from a granddaughter to a daughter, here we have a kavachomer from the world of Bishul to the world of Achila. Very, very problematic Rambam. This, I mean, the Rambam didn't make up this Rasha. It's in Vayikra Rabbah. So why should the Rambam simply leave out a whole amud of Gemara in favor of a medrash v'yikra Rava? Why did Rambam choose this drasha? And this drasha also seems to leave out a source for Hana and Bichlal. In other words, we move into the problem of Onshim and Adin. Very, very strange. The Lecha Mishnah, Al-Atar, is the one who deals with this problem in terms of the Mokar of Vishal and Hanoah. Actually, yeah, there's no machlokis that all three Yisurim are Daraisa. Only the question is, what is the Mokar? Maybe Naftiminas as well in terms of the Mokar. Okay, so Achila, that we already know, we've already learned about Yisuri Achila and Yelkos Tarovis. Vishal, now we're going to get to in Siman Pei Zayin. That's exactly the beginning of Yelkos, those people have already begun. So we begin with the Hagdara of Vishal. What about Sli? What about Afia? What about Bishul Achar Bishul? Like the whole gamut, how do we deal with the din of Bishul? So that will hold off. We don't need the Hakdama, and that's what you're going to do line by line. However, the Pnugada begins, Hanoah Ketza. What about the Isur Hanoah? How do we view this Isur Hanoah within the world of Basar V'Chalav? So firstly, you should be aware that within the Torah we find two forms of Isurei Hanoah. We have the Nisrafim, and we have the Nikbarim. The Nisrafim are such that as long as they are extant, they're Asur Bahana'ah. The moment that we break them up into Afer, then they're no longer Asur Bahana'ah. Mashenk and the Nikbarim, those are like radioactive waste. Even after it's turned into waste, it's still radioactive. And therefore there's nothing to do with it but to bury it. That we're stuck even post-Nisrafim. The name of the Nikbarim are more Chamur. Which category does Basar V'Chalav fall under? The Rambam over here in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph says Basar V'Chalav Asur Levashlo, Asur Lachum Min HaTorah, Asur Bahanah, V'Kovrin Oso, V'Eifaro Asur Ke'Eifer Kol HaNikbarim. We're dealing over here with the more stringent of the categories of Isurei Hanoah. Does one get Malkos if one is Nehne from Basar V'Chalav? So that's the machlokas Rishonim. We continue over there in the Rambam. Rambam says, "Mishabishel mishneihem kezayis loke." You get malchus on bishul. V'chein ha'ochel kezayis mishneihem in abasar v'chalshin es bashul ki echad loke. But he doesn't say anything at all about hanah in terms of malchus. He simply says, "Aser b'hanah." He doesn't say anything about malchus within the world of hanah. And therefore, the Mefarshim Alatara Medayik, the Kanared, this is Bedafka. The Rambam holds that there are no Malkos on Hana'as Basar V'Chalav. Why are there no Malkos on Hana'as Basar V'Chalav? So this could be the Rambam Lushitato in the previous Perek. If we go back to Perek Ches, Halacha Tet Zayin, the Rambam says, Kol Ma'achal Shu Asar Bahana'a, and Chare Basar V'Chalav is such an example, of the Ma'achal Shu Asar Bahana'a, Im nehene v'lo achal, kagon shemachar, or nosam ledoi, or leklavim, ein aloke, umakin oso makas mardus. And the Rambam is simply puts Basar V'Chalav under the rule. The rule is that when you have a ma'achal, which is asur b'hana'a, there are no malkos on the hana'a. Why should that be? So of course the hana'a is the oraisa, according to all the dayot. It's the only question where you learn that from. But borrow that the hana'a is asur, Nida Orai, so why should there be no Malkos? So here we have one of three approaches. One approach is that of the Magid Mishnah, Alatar. The Magid Mishnah says that the moment we're dealing with a Ma'achal, which is Asar Bahana'a, so the Derech Hana'ato of a Ma'achal is for the individual, for the owner to eat it. And therefore, if he gets Hana'ah in any other way other than his eating it, Gong Shemachar, Nasan Legoi, Oliklavim, that's like a Hana'ah Shalokadarka. Namely, the Iker Hana'ah that Ma'achal is eating. And so here it's turned into a Hana'ah Shalokadarka, a Hana'ah Shalokadarka, there are no Malkos. That's the direction of the Magid Mishnah. Okay, fine. That's a very fine approach. It brings Rayas to it. An alternate approach is that of the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch doesn't say to the Rambam, but perhaps you can apply it to the Rambam. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Gimel says that any Avera that you can be over without a maisa, even if you're over with a maisa, is defined as a lav she'ein bo maasa. Any aveira which lends itself to being transgressed without a maisa is defined as a lav she'ein bo maisa, on which of course are no malchus, even if you do it with a maisa. So if that's correct, so the lav of getting hana'a from basar v'chalav, clearly one can be over that lav without any maisa at all. Let's say that you enter into a contest, a basar v'chalav recipe. See, mevashal the basar v'chalav, that's bishul. There's no way of being mevashal without a maisa. So the bishul bar you get malchus on, and you win the contest. So there was no maisa involved in winning the contest. You cooked it, and then automatically, when someone else went ahead and tasted it, you or looked at it or whatever the contest was, you won the contest. You can get hana'a without a maisa. Once you can get hana'a without a maisa, so we view the Easter hana'a as a lav she'ein bo maisa. That's why there are no malchus. That's, it's cute. It's a nice approach. I don't remember who said it. I'm sure I didn't make it up. But the problem is that within the Rambam itself, it's problematic, because the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, in the beginning over there, deals with the Isur Vayera Bayimatzah. And Rambam says that if one goes ahead and buys Chametz on Pesach, then one gets Malkos when he's being over in Vayera Bayimatzah. But if one simply keeps the Chametz that he had in his house beforehand on Pesach, maybe B'Shei B'Altasa, then there are no Malkos. And he doesn't take the Sefer Achinuch and say, well, since I could be over Vayera Bayimatzah, B'Shei B'Altasa, even if I do it B'Kum V'Aseh, I don't get Malkos. Rambam doesn't say that. So to say the Rambam holds one way in Chametz on Pesach and another way in terms of Hana, that would be a little difficult. Difficult, but it's possible. It could be a Chametz on Pesach is more Chomer. In any case, those are two methods of learning the Rambam. That the reason that you don't get Malkos on Hana are either because we view Hana as the Ikaron Alav She'ein Bo Maisa, even if you happen to do a Maisa, you sell it to a Goy, you give it to a Kelev, even if you do a Maisa, we view it as a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. That's why there are no Malkos. Or because this is a Hana'a Shelo Kedarka. However, if you look in the back of the Frankel Rambam, he'll send you to a Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. It's in Perakei Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. You're probably already cringing if you've ever seen the Mishnah Lamelech in Perakei Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Yes, it's that one that goes like over three pages. So it's Perakei Halacha Ches. It begins with the word Vida Da'achar. Okay? And over there, what the Mishnah Lamelech posits is that the reason that the Rambam paskins in general that you don't get Malkos for Yisuri Hana'a is because classically Yisuri Hana'a are Enam Mefurashim Batorah. They usually learned out from some diuk by Kili Akerem, Pentikdash Amaleya. I say Pentikdash means Yisuri Hana'a. It doesn't say it's black and white. And since it doesn't say it's black and white, that's why there are no Malkos. It's came somewhere between a Doraisa and a Locha Moshe Misinai, and loses its Malkos on the way in between. It's not Mefurash B'Torah. So the Mishnah says, that's fine and good in terms of Kili Akerem and Arla, etc., to say that because it's not Mefurash, there are no Malkos. However, in Basar V'Cholav, even Achiva is not Mefurash in the Torah. It says, L'Sivashal B'di B'Chalei V'Imo. We learn out Achila from a Kal V'Chomer, from Yitura Dekra, etc. And therefore, if there are Malkos on Achila, even though it's not Mefurash, L'Chora, in Basa B'Chola, there should be Malkos even on Hana. And so the Mishnah Lamelech says that L'Chora, the Rambam, really paskins that there are Malkos on Hana of Basa B'Chola, because it should be no worse than Achila. That the whole reason why in Perek Ches there are no Malkos is because it's Eino Mefurash. It's an exception. However, in Perek Tes, where all of Basar V'Chalav is one big exception, the Rambam says black and white that you get Malkos not only on Bishul but also on Achila, you should also get Malkos on Hana'a. That's a big chiddush in the Rambam. However, the Ramban, with the Nun, paskins that way black and white in Hilchos, in his Perish on Sefer HaMitzvos, in Shoresh Sheni, that he says that you get Malkos on Bishul, on Achila, and on Hana'a of Basar V'Chalav. So there's a machlokes rishonim whether one gets Malkos on Hana'at Basar V'Chalav. This is brought down in the Pisvei Tshuva in the beginning of Hilchos Basar V'Chalav. The Pisvei Tshuva, Siv Katan Beis, says, Ihave Loke al Hana'a, Da'as HaRambam, Ve'eno Loke, with Sha'ar Poskim, the Ramban, Sovrim Deloke. So even what we saw was that not, even according to the Rambam, Lo Katak Pashut. It's not that the Rambam says that Ein Aloke. We saw that that's the way some Achronim understand the Rambam. Other Achronim understand the Rambam differently. Okay, so we have a Machlokes as to whether one gets Malkos on Hana'ah. In terms of Nafkaminas, whether you get Malkos or not, so he sends you back to Hilkos Shchita, to Simon Tetzayin, where we saw the Shach brought in the question of Psul Edus, that you're only Pasul Edus if you're over in Avera Shiesh Bamalkos. And so over here the question is this considered to be an Avera Shiesh Bamalkos and which should be Pasul the Edus or not? Yeah?
According to the Mishnah Lach, why doesn't he say that in your Chayv? Whereas he just assumes that it's on the Geder of Achila.
Yeah, he assumes that the moment the Rambam says that you get Malkos for Achila, which is not a Furish B'Torah, so Bori, you get Malkos for Hanoah also, because there's no reason to distinguish between Achila and Hanoah the moment you move over to the world of Basar.
Therefore, there's no reason to say it in Furish in the Rambam.
Right, well, the syntax of the Rambam over there is Bechal all very, very difficult. So he doesn't, you know, like he only meant brings in the Kal Bachomer by Achila, not by Hanoah. So Lekora, he would include the Hanoah and the Kal Bachomer. If you're chayev on Bishul Kal Bachomer, you're chayev on Hanoah, even though I'm not sure what exactly Kal Bachomer that is, but Naniyah is Kal Bachomer. And then the Malkos would go along. Yitachin. Anyway, that's in terms of the. Okay, so we dealt with the Easter Bishul, and we dealt with the Easter Hana'ah. In terms of the Easter Achila, here also we have an exception that was mentioned already in the Rambam himself, that since Achilas Basar V'Chol, as we pointed out, is not spoken about black and white in the Torah, it comes about through some drasha, therefore, paradoxically, the Achila Basar V'Chol is more chamor than a normal Achila. And the Rambam paskins in Perek Yud Dalet, Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, Halacha Yud. Rambam says as follows. Kol ochlin ha'asurim, a classic Isur Achila, eino yudavad yud. Kol ha'ochlin ha'asurim, eino chayav alayin ha'chiyocha gosan derech ha'na'asa. Normally, Isur Achila are only chayav if you eat them in the normal method of Achila. That's what the Torah defines Achila. The Torah says, lo tochal chaylev, so don't eat chaylev in the normal manner of Achila. However, were you to eat chaylev in an abnormal manner, let's say you were to eat raw chaylev, as opposed to cooked chaylev, then there would be no chiyuv midoraisa. Chutz mibaser v'chola v'kilei hakerem v'fi shelo ne'emar behen achila. When you have the Torah gives you the verb achila, achila has parameters. But over here the Torah doesn't say achila. Ela hotzi iser achilasan b'lashan acheres. By baser v'chola b'lashan bishul, by kilei hakerem b'lashan hekdesh, le'esor otan afilu shelo k'derech hana'ata. So we have over here a chumr, that even though you know, it's a sort of a chumra. Even though we saw that Hana'ah is sort of takes a step back within the world of Basar V'Chalav, because it's really Shalom Kederach Hana'ah, something which is edible is to eat it. However, Achila takes a step forward. And Achila of Basar V'Chalav is even Shalom Kederach. Even Shalom Kederach Hana'ah. This is important not because we're so much afraid people are going to eat raw hamburger and milk, but rather, because of the diuk of the crazy you place. Yes, Yonatan.
We saw that
Bisha
for Bishul,
that's
the opposite.
That's the diuk. The Torah says Bishul, so Bishul comes to exclude Kvisha. The Torah doesn't say Achila. So over here we're dealing with a broader Achila, that we don't have the limitations that we normally have on Achila. Exactly. So over here the Chiddush is, or the importance is, a diuk of the Kreisi Uplesi. The Kreisi Uplesi in Siman Pei Zayin, Sifkata Tesvav, says that since Basar V'Chalav has this broad-based Iser of Achila, therefore there is no heter of no Saint Tam with Gam in Basar V'Chalav. Now, normally we would say that the moment that something goes, you have a path, which was Balea Nevela, after 24 hours, who cares? In other words, the bottom line is that the nevela that was nivela in the pot, if 24 hours, there's no same time with God, and if no same time with God, it's not going to asur anything else. What if we have a pot that was balea baser v'chalav, and 24 hours passed, and 72 hours passed? So Gracie Placey says, that's still going to asur. Why? because basar v'chalav is asur achila afilu shelo kederach hana aso. Namely, the craziest place he makes a certain equation between nosein tam lufgam and shelo kederach achila. So these are one and the same. If basar v'chalav is chayav shelo kederach achila, so it's also chayav on nosein tam lufgam. And he says why? Because nosein tam lufgam is learned out from the veva shein ariyah lager. The veva shein ariyah lager, that's a din an achila, right? That a ger is also that which is roilo. If we have a nevela she'ena riyah lager, it's eino roi, it's shelo kederach hana'asa. So b'chala torah kula, it's mutar. In basar v'chalav we have no limitation on shelo kederach hana'asa. Even shelo kederach hana'asa is asar. So also nevela she'ena riyah lager is asar in basar v'chalav. It's tremendous chumrah that basar v'chalav doesn't have a clock running of 24 hours. Now, just to put the crazy placey in this context, the crazy placey is not saying that if you have a milchut kat that was used 3 days ago and now you cook basar in it, you're going to create basar v'chalav. To create basar v'chalav, they are derech bishul asra Torah. Derech bishul asra Torah, you need a tam shevach of basar, a tam the shevach of chalav in order to create basar v'chalav. But the crazy placey thing is once you created basar v'chalav, then we're stuck. And if you were to go into a McDonald's and take a frying pan from the McDonald's, which butter they made a cheeseburger on, so that frying pan is usher not just today, but next year, 10 years from now, that there's no dinam, no same time with gum when it comes to the world of basar v'chalav. Yes?
Then even come to the man, the professor of Makos, the spirit system now, so I said, no, no.
That's a good question, and yitachein that according to the Ran the equation would not hold water. However, the classic answer, if you want, to the diuk of the crazy of Lacy is that of the Chavas Das. The Chavas Das is not found over here in Siman Pei Zayin. The Chavas Das is found in Siman Kuf Gimel, in the source of Nosein Tam Lufgam, where the Chavas Das says that the crazy of Lacy compared apples and oranges. No Saint Tam with Gam, or if you want to Nevela Kenri Yilagir, is one world, and Shaloka Derech Hanaso is a totally different world. What's an example of Shaloka Derech Hanaso? Shaloka Derech Hanaso would be, let's look in the Rambam, so he gives examples. Ketzad, Harehimcha et Achelev Ugma'o Kishu Cham Ad Shenichve Grono Mimenu. Someone were to drink boiling hot chaylev, that would be shaloka derech hana'aso. O she'achal das chaylev chay, that would be shaloka derech hana'aso. O she'irev dvorim morim, kagon rosh v'la'ana l'toch yayin nesach, o l'toch kedera shel nevela, v'acholan kishahin marim. That would be shaloka derech hana'aso. Namely, shaloka derech hana'aso is a din in the maisa achila. I'm doing an abnormal maisa achila. This is not the normal way that something is eaten. However, nevela sheni ruyager is not a din in the maisa achila. Nevela sheni ruyager is a din in the chefza of the ochel. That the chef, we're talking over here, that the chefza of the ochel was nisrach. The chefza of the ochel became ruined. This isn't the question of taking something which is fine and good and adding a little bitter herbs and eating it together. That's a din in the maisa achila. Here we're dealing with the chetz of the ochel. These are two different worlds. The classic example of such a chila is found in the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh in Siman Ayin Vav points out a similar distinction in terms of Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur also we don't have the phrase achila mentioned. It says, lo ta'anu es nafsho seichem. You have a din of inisem es nafsho seichem. Inui nefesh. And therefore the Gemara says that because we have a din of inui nefesh, if someone were to eat shelo kedarko on Yom Kippur, for example, someone were to eat an achila gasa on Yom Kippur, he would be over the iser of inui nefesh. Achila gasa is not a maisa achila in terms of achila, but it's a maisa achila in terms of inui nefesh. However, says the Shagas Aryeh, what if you were to eat a maichal shein roi lager? You were to eat something which is not roi l'achila. Then even on Yom Kippur you'd be potter. Why? Because the inui nefesh expands the parameters of the maisa achila. But it doesn't change the fact that you have to eat an ochel. And dover shein roi l'achila is not an ochel. So who had been, the same way the Shagas Aryeh makes such a distinction on Yom Kippur between the maisa achila and the chetz of the ochel, Chavas Da'as says, who had been in terms of basar v'chalav? Where do we have an expansion on the level of the maisa achila? eating something boiling hot, eating something freezing cold, eating something which is raw, eating something along with bitter herbs. That's not, you know, it's that b'chol ha'torah kulo is not a ma'isa achila. Over here it would still be aser. But if we don't have an ochel, if we're missing a chetz of an ochel, b'chol, that would be mutter even in the world of basr b'chol. It's a beautiful chiluk. The problem is that the Chavazah stopped reading the Rambam one line early. Rambam writes, Ketzad, what's an example of Shalok HaDerech HaNa'ah? Sharehim Chayat HaChelev V'Gumar Kishu Chamat Shenichbe Gronom Himenu. Hey, reading Perek Yudal Adach Yudal Aleph. Oh, Ochal Chelev Chay. O Iri Yivvar Marim Gom Rosh Bulan Al Gatoch Hayay Nesel Chesos Tzvei Rosh HaNadeh V'Acham Kishayim Marim. Oh, Rambam continues, Sheochal Ochel HaAsur Achar Shehisriach V'Hiv Ish U'Batal Me'Ochel Adam. Then, B'chol HaTorah Kula HaReze Patur. But in terms of baser b'chalav, and Yireh Davar Mar L'Toch Kederes of baser b'chalav, Yayin Kili Akerem v'Achalav Kaya. And the Rambam doesn't distinguish between the Maisa Achila and the Chetza. Rambam puts them all in one basket. Rambam says that in terms of classic Yisuri Achila, if you either have a chison in the Maisa Achila, that it's Gma'o Kishulcham, or Ochel Chai, or if you have a chisaron in the chefs of Ochel, Shisriach, Hivish, Batal, Me'ochel Adam, or is a patur, and then he juxtaposes Basar B'chalav and Kiliyah Kerem to that. That what's patur in the world of what's patur in the world of classic Yisuri Achila is Chayev in the world of Basar B'chalav. Namely, it's a good distinction of Kisvara, and it fits into the world of Yom Kippur. But to fit it over here in the Rambam, within Hilchos, Basar B'chalav, is difficult. The Chavos Das wasn't an idiot. I mean, he read the Rambam. He just felt that his chiluk sort of overrides the Rambam. Or if you want to, what he says is, the Rambam puts him all in a basket when it comes to classic Yisurim. However, when it comes to Basar V'Chalav, he says, V'im Irev, Dabar Mar, L'tov Kederos, Basar V'Chalav, V'Chalav, Chayev. He doesn't say black and white that it's in Basar V'Chalav you to eat that which is Masriyah. Anyway, the Rambam says that all of the both of you have a chison in the Ma'is Achila and the Chetza, it's potter in the world of generally Suri Achila. Then he says, and when you have that chison in the world of Ma'is Achila, that's what's chayiv in the world of Basar B'chalav. It doesn't say black and white that when you have the chison in the world of a Chetza, it's also chayiv. That's the question of how you medayik in the Rambam. So in any case, it's dochuk. Let's call it it's dochuk. The crazy place, I mean, the Chavos Das was aware his teretz was dachuk, but it's dachuk. However, the Chora, we have an answer up our sleeves, because we already run Hilchos Tarovos, and we're Talmidim of YU, and we put a Rabban in Reb Chaim, right? So we know that Reb Chaim has an answer to this question. Reb Chaim, in the Chibur, in Siman Hilchos Nachos Asuros, says there's an obvious answer to this question. What's the obvious answer to this question? That Barur, the Rambam holds in Perek Yudalad, that if you were to eat basar b'chalav la'achar shehisriya, ubi chayav. That's the shalok haderech hana'aso. The same way you'd be potter if you ate nevela shehisriya, you'd be chayav if you ate basar b'chalav shehisriya. That's a good diuk in the Rambam. Not like the Chavos Das. Really, if you would eat basar b'chalav shehisriya, you'd be chayav. But when is that? That's if you eat a be'en of basar b'chalav. However, when we're talking over here about nosing ta'am with gam, That's what the crazy place he was talking about. Crazy place he wanted to say, just like in Basar B'chalav your chayav, if it's Shalok HaDerech HaNa'ah, if it's Yisriach, so also your chayav in terms of Nosein Tam with Gam. Oh, no. Nosein Tam with Gam, if we're dealing with Tam is a din, is a separate Easter. Tam is a din of Mishras. Tam has nothing to do with Nevela per se. You have an Easter of Nevela, of Chetz of Nevela, and there's a separate Easter called Tam Nevela. And Tam is defined as Tam L'Shevach. Tam with Gam is not Tam. That doesn't come under the Easter. So forget about the Rambam in Hilchos Machlokes Asuras. That Rambam is talking about a Be'en of Basar V'Chalav. A Be'en of Basar V'Chalav, which is Masriach, in Achinami, you'd be chayiv if you ate it. However, in terms of using the pot after 24 hours, there's no Be'en talking about Tam. A tam post 24 hours is not a tam l'sheva. That's simply not defined as a tam. And the Reb Chaim says, not only am I saying this off Yisvara, but the Rambam says it black and white. Look at the next parak of the Rambam in Parak Tesvav. Halacha Lamed, the Rambam says over there, Im haya basar b'cholav, o yayin nesach, v'yayin orla, v'kilei hakerem, and all of these Yisurei Hanoah. Shenaflu lidvash. Oh, the star shkotim remotim is bashelim hayerek, bakiyotzi bahen, toim osan hagoi, the somkin alpiv. Im amar ein bo ta'am, osh amar yesh bo ta'am, utam rahu, hare tugamo, hakol mutar. It says black and white against the crazy of Placey. The crazy of Placey wanted to say that there's no heter of nosen tam with gamay basar v'chalav. Here it says black and white that there's a heter of nosen tam with gamay basar v'chalav. I, how can that be? The Rambam associates himself. You're chayiv shalo kederach on basar v'chalav. If you're chayiv shalo kederach, so then tam with gam should also be chayiv. No, you're chayiv shalo kederach on the end. That's perak yudavah. Perak tetvav, we're talking about tam. Perak tetvav is all talking about tam. Perak tetzayin is talking about tam. That's where we have the Rambam in terms of the whole mokar of tam kiikar. When you're dealing with tam, then tam pogrom is not defined as a tam. Okay, so according to Reb Chaim, everything ba al mekomo b'shalom. In the fancy Shulchan Aruch, the new ones that came out, the ones that came out from they have lots of achalot, the two Shulchan Aruch together, and the black print and the prima gadam on the page. So in the Chavas Das, in the back, there are hagos of the Imrei Baruch. So the Imrei Baruch basically is magia that onto the Chavas Das, that there's a better Teiritz. It doesn't mention Reb Chaim, but it's basically the direction of Reb Chaim. Okay. One more point before we move over from the Iser Achila, and that is an Iser Hanoa, that's as follows. That the Kresi Uplesi in Siman Pei Zayim, Sivkot and Dalad, raises another issue. He says that according to the Rambam, we saw that Basa B'Cholav is not Stam an Iser Hanoa. It's an Iser Hanoa min Hanikbarim. Right, the only way of getting rid of Basa B'Cholav is by burying it. You can't get rid of it by burning it. The ashes are also Aser. So he asked, let's assume that Reb Chaim is correct, that there's no Iser Achila is something that's no Saint Tapus Gab. Let's assume that's right. But why should it be any worse than an Iser Hanoa on Afer? Namely, that why should no Saint Tamuz Gam be worse than Afer? We said Afer of Basar V'Chalav is still Asar B'Hanoa. Why should this be any worse than Afer? Chora appears to me to be somewhat of a klutz kasha. Namely, that Afer of Basar V'Chalav is also when you want to get Hanoa from Afer. If you want to use the Afer for Kisei Hadam, if you want to use the Afer for, to make paint, so then it's also to get hanah from the Afer of Basar V'Chalav, to be buried. But over here, we're talking about someone who's eating. I mean, no one gets hanah from eating Afer, so I don't know exactly what the crazy place he meant. In any case, I was not the first person who thought of this distinction. Prima Godem already points it out in Siman Sadi Dalet, the Mishpat Ozar, Sivkot and Dalet. Okay, so up to now what we have pointed out is that Basar V'Chalav is unique, that aside from the Iser Achila, there's also an Iser Bishlam and an Iser of Hanoah. We pointed out the Iser of Hanoah is Chamur, in the fact that it's Min HaNikbarim, it's Kal, in the fact that there's no Malkos. The Iser Achila is Chamur, in the fact that it's even Shalok Kederach Achila. However, this doesn't impact Pashtus on the Din of Nosein Tam with Gam. Yes?
How do we normally evaluate the Shia for an Iser Hanoah?
Generally, it's a very good question. Yisuri Hana usually have a different different criteria, namely that of Sheva Prutza. Right. That's the whole question in terms of Mi'ila. In dealing with Mi'ila, or do you use the criteria of Kezayis, or do you use the criteria of Shevapruta? Is Megillah basically an Iser of Gezel and Hanoah, or is it Din of Achila? It's a Chakira among, within the Yechonim in terms of the nature of Megillah. But in terms of Hanoah, you're correct that we would generally view it in terms of the Shevapruta's worth of Hanoah rather than in terms of the quantity. Okay. Let's continue. We said the second distinction between Basar V'Chalav and the world of Hilchos Tarovos is in terms of the fact that here we have a din of Chatikun Nasayis Nevela Mida Oraisa. The question is, what does that mean? That we have Chanan Mida Oraisa. And here we have a Chakira, which could be a question of a mistaken spelling within the phrase of Basar B'Chalav. Namely, if you were to write Basar B'Chalav, would you write it with a bet? Basar B'Chalav, right? With a vet or with a vav? Is it Basar B'Chalav or Basar V'Chalav? Namely, what happens when you cook milk and meat together? Do we say that now we have this new entity called Basar B'Chalav? It's no longer Basar, it's no longer Chalav. It's Basar B'Chalav, a new Chefza. A new Chefza Viser. Or do we say no, that when we have Basar and Chalav combining, similar to Hilchos Ta'arovas, when we have a Bria of Basar into Chalav, or a Bria of Chalav into Basar, when we have this compound called Basar V'Chalav, via Bishul, right? Via Bishul we create a Bria, that is what is Asar. Basar that was Bogeya Chalav, or Chalav that was Bogeya Basar, that is what's awesome. Namely, we have over here simply a sniff of Hilchos Ta'arovas. The only difference being that in Hilchos Ta'arovas there's no Chumra Bishul and Hana'ah, and here we have a Chumra Bishul and Hana'ah. However, and that this Ta'arovas is going to be Asr according to everyone, Mida Araisa as Chanan. But in conceptually, Basar v'chalav is no different than nevela v'yirakos, or than chelev in tapuchei adama. It's just a question of bliya. My nafkamina, whether I define it as a new chetza basar v'chalav, or a bliya of basar into chalav, or chalav into basar, basar v'chalav. So the first nafkamina is one that that we saw back in Siman Kuf Gimel. We pointed out that according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, there's no din of Chanan by Shari Surin, only by Basar B'Chalav. What if you take Basar B'Chalav? What if I take Basar B'Chalav and a piece of Basar B'Chalav, I take a piece of cheeseburger and I throw it into vegetable soup, and now I have 30 times vegetable soup to the Basar B'Chalav. Okay, that's the case. So halacha is that whole mixture is asur. How much Easter do I have here? Do I have 30 kezeisim of Easter now? Or do I only have one kezias of Iser? I'm asking according to Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim holds we only have a din of Chanan, Chidin Nasayis Nevela, in Basar B'Chalav. So does Rabbeinu Ephraim apply it only to that creation of Basar B'Chalav? Or what if I throw Basar B'Chalav into vegetable soup? Am I now going to have 30 because this is Basar B'Chalav? Or I'll say, no, this is like Shari Surin. Where did we have this? We had this, if you recall, in Meshach, in Siman Kuf Gimel, that there we dealt with a pot that had been used for cooking Basar B'Chalav, and then you heated water in the pot within 12 hours, and the question is, do we count the 24 hours from the beginning, from the end, etc. Do we have, so over there, the Shach quoted the Beis Yosef is saying, this fakir would even be according to Rabbeinu Ephraim. Even according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, that there's no Chanan Bashari Surim, there's Chanan in Basar B'Chalav. And therefore, when you heat up the water in this pot, now you have Chanan. Is that really correct or not? So the Shach said, that's absurd. That according, the Shach pointed out, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, why is there only Chanan in Basar B'Chalav? Because Basar B'Chalav is unique. You take Heter and Heter, you take Basar and Chalav, and now you create Basar B'Chalav. Now you create a new Chetz of Iser. That's why we have a din of Chanan. However, once already you have Basar B'Chalav, then when that now goes into Yirakos, that's like Shari Surim. And there'd be no reason to apply any distinction between that and Shari Surim. If in Shari Surim there's no din of Chanan, then once something is already Basa B'chav, there also should be no din of Chanan. Ma She'en Kein, the Beis Yosef himself, over there, said no. That even after something is already Basar B'chalav, because that we have a din of Chanan. Because what is Basar B'chalav? Even the first time around. Even the first time around, we don't have a new Chefza, we have a Briya of Basar and Techalav. We're dealing with world of Ta'arovas. And we say that when we have this Briya of Basar and Techalav, we say it's different than B'chalav Tarakula. Kola Tarakula, there's no Chanan. When we have a Briya of Basar V'chalav, when we have such a compound, then there is Chanan. So if we have Chanan the first time, we're also going to have Chanan the second time, also the third time, also the fourth time. Namely, there's never any uniqueness to Basar B'chalav. Basar B'chalav is always considered to be simply a Bliya. So it's irrelevant if we're dealing with the first Bliya, second Bliya, third Bliya. So that Machlokas we saw between the Shach in Siman Kuf Gimel, Siv Kotan Yudchet, and the Beis Yosef over there at the end of Siman Kuf Gimel. And that Machlokas continues into Hilchos Basar B'chalav. I'll just give you the Mar Makamos. The Shach is Rishitato in Siman Sadi Beis, Sifkat and Yud, and in Siman Sadi Zalud at the end of Sifkat and Kaf Beis. And the foil of the Shach in Hilchos Basar B'chalav is the Bach. The Bach in Siman Sadi Vav agrees with the Beis Yosef. Anyway, that according to the Shach, we have this unique din of Basar B'chalav. And so the Chanan is a one-time occurrence. When you create Basar B'chalav, then you have Chanan. We never have Chanan Midoraisa once Basar B'chalav is already created. According to the Shach, Chanan Midoraisa means that we have Heter V'Heter creating Yisr. That's what Chaticha Na'aseis Neveva means. Well, according to the Beis Yosef in the Bach, no. We have a Chumrah in the world of Basar B'chalav. Basar B'chalav is part of the world of Ta'arovas. We have a Bliya of Basar in Techalav, a Bliya of Chalav into Basar. We have no new Isurim at all. And this Bliya is Asar Mida Araisa. And this Bliya is Chanan. First time, second time, third time, fourth time. Now whenever we have Basar B'chalav, we're always going to have this din of Chanan in terms of being Mishayar the Isur. So in terms of my question, what if a piece of cheeseburger falls into 30 kazaisin of Yerakos? According to the Shach, we only have over here one kazayis of Isur, just a cheeseburger. I mean, if something else were to fall into this, we only have one kazayis of Isur. If you add another 30 parts of Yerakos, you'll come to Heter. According to the Bach and Beis Yosef, you need 60 times 30. Now we have Chanan Midoraisa, that this cheeseburger turned the Yerakos into Chaticha Nates Nevela Midoraisa. It's all considered to be Basar B'chalav, and you need 60 times this 30 in order to get to a Heter. That's one Nafkamina. Second Nafkamina. We saw, again, going back to Hilchos Tarokas, we saw in Siman Kufei, in Siv Zayin, that if you have Tzli, simply heat, without Rotev at all, no moisture, just one hot object touching another hot object, or if you want to, even two hot objects touching one another, there's only going to be Bliya from one to the other if we're dealing with an Iser Machmas Atzmo. There's not going to be any Bliya if we're dealing with an Iser Balua. Right, that's what we saw in Sinan Kufay. It's even on the desk. Hod the Chatichas Iser of Seres Kavert B'Negiyasa Dako Kishi Isura Machmas Atzma Aval Im Ein Ba Iser Rachma Shebala Eina Oseres Acheres Anoga Asta. The problem is that the Machaber gives an example. What's an Iser Machmas Atzma? Don Nevela. So far so good. Oh, Basar B'chalav. Is Basar B'chalav a Iser Machmas Atzma? So the Taz says, Hiksha HaMarasha HaKaimam Anim Iser Balua Holas Bela Rotev Afilu Basar B'chalav. Basar B'chalav is Basar that was Balea Chalav, or Chalav that was Balea Basar. That's an Iser Balua. Why in the world does the Machaber mention it over here as an Iser Machmas Atzma? So the Taz sets up an Ukimta that we're dealing with a case of a piece of hot Basar touching a piece of hot cheese. That's considered to be an Iser Machmas Atzma, that creation. However, if you're dealing with Basar B'chalav, Mapitav, the Shach says that this is mashma, היינו חתיכה בשר שנברא מחלב, שנחשב פה החתיכה גוף האיסר. This is the שח לשיטסו. ובלשן הזה, you know, that we had it previously in terms of חתיכה יוליוס קאבי, and this is שח. Name of the שח is לשיטתו, and the Taz goes on the side of the Beis Yosef and the Bach. Okay, so the Machlokes is continued. And we have one Nachkamina in terms of, do we have Chanan? In terms of a second bliya of basar v'chalav, one thing is already basar v'chalav. Will we still have chanan midaraisa? The Beis Yosef and the Bach, yeah, it's a chumrah and basar v'chalav. The Shach, no, because basar v'chalav is a creation of a new entity. Now, that's a one-time event. And in terms of how do we view this new entity that was created, according to the Shach, it's an Yisr Machmas Atzmo, basar v'chalav, a new Yisr. According to the Taz, it's basar v'chalav, it's an Yisr Balua. And therefore, it wouldn't fit into the world of sleep unless you have basar touching chalav. The moment you have bliya, it wouldn't work. You need basar touching chalav. That's the second nafkamina. Yes?
Why
do
you still have to say that having basar chalav as a new entity is
that's a new entity. That's exactly what a new entity means. That's an isra machmas atzmo. That's the whole kunst. That this isn't an isra balula. This is chaticha nafseh nevela. So we have nevela or chaticha nafes nevela. Chaticha nevela is nevela. Chaticha nafes nevela is basar v'chalav. Basar v'chalav, that's the definition. Yisr machmas atzmo. That's the way the Shach understands it. The Taz, the Beis Yosef, the Bach, they all disagree. And they say no, that basar v'chalav is an Yisr balua. It's an Yisr of basar being balea chalav, or an Yisr of chalav being balea basar. And we have over here a chiddush that we view it all as being asr. When we want to know how much Yisr do we have over here, we take everything together. And if this falls into something else, take everything together. It's a chumrah within basar v'chalav. Third nafkamina. We pointed out that the Rambam, we said it already twice, that the Rambam points out that basar v'chalav is min ha-nikbarim. Nafkamina, the ether of basar v'chalav remains asr. Comes on the crazy uplacy, and he says, what if Eliyahu were to come to us? And Eliyahu were to be meyid that when you burnt this basar v'chalav, let's say you had a basar v'chalav steak, when you burnt it up into ashes, that all of the chalav dissipated, all of the chalav evaporated, that the ether that we have over here is only the ether of the basar, not of the chalav. So the question is this: if we were to know that, then the chalav would be mutter. Right? And the only problem is we're not sure. Maybe there's still some chalav over here. If we were to know that all of the chalav evaporated, then it would be mutter. You understand that the crazy placey is his mindset is which mindset? It's the Taz and the Beis Yosef. So we have Yisr Balua. So if we were to know the Yisr Balua dissipated, we'd be left with Heter. But according to the Rambam, the Rambam is telling us, what are you talking about? The Aether, according to the Shach certainly, the Aether is an Aether of Chaticha Nafes Nevela, that we had over here a new creation. The fact that you burnt the new creation doesn't mean that it goes back into its components. A new creation is that which is Aser, even on the level of Aether. It's very interesting, the Prima Gadim in his Akdama links these two Nachkaminas. It links the question of the Aether with the question of the Tzli. I'll just read to you. It's in the Prima Gadim in the paragraph Hanoah Ketzad. At least in the old editions, it's in that paragraph. It's a thing that in the new editions, it's a sub-paragraph. It begins with the words, yeah. Ubasar b'cholav, ha-ne'asar b'hana'a, humin ha-nikbarim, k'b'choshu b'sof t'mura v'chein pasa karamba. V'im s'rafo, iha eter also k'din ha-nikbarim, ra'isi l'minchas Yaakov. So the Minchas Yaakov is the parish of the Achronim on the Torah Chatzos. Reisi the Minchas Yaakov the Solus the Mincha Chal Pehe Did Gimel the Kasa the Yisrafa Eifer Shari. Why Nisparid Lachuches Hachalav Mineg V'im Haya Efsher LaHafid Kach Biltishi Yisharim Mashu Chalav Haya Shari. But I said name the crazy place. The Prima Gadim brings the name of the Minchas Yaakov. V'hinei HaRambam Omer B'Perish LaHafach. That it's Asr Bahanah, Kobernoso, the Ifaro Asr Bahanah. Lafiza, Yetzalanu Hadin, mi Kol Shekain, Shecham b'cham b'lo rotef v'basar habalua mechalav have gufa iser yol shayach nimisparek hafilu ha'isher aser ayen siman kufei b'shach os yudzayim u'betasham v'avair. Namely, the greatest place he says, whatever you're going to hold by Afer, that's what you're going to hold by Tzli. If you hold by the Minchas Yaakov that the Afer is Mutter, then it's Iser Balua. So then by Tzli, there would be no transfer of Tam from Basar B'Cholav to something else via Yehid. If you hold like the Shach, that the Afer is Aser, because you have over here this new Iser, then we would view Basar B'Cholav as Iser Machmas Atzmo in terms of Tzli itself as well. Okay, that's the third Nafkamina. Two more Nafkaminas. Then we're coming close to the end. Two more nafkaminas. Fourth nafkamina. A very simple situation. Yes?
The crazy place is saying that even
Ithaliel
would not come?
No, the crazy place is that Ithaliel would have come. Even if he doesn't come, we know it to be the case.
So, according to the Rambam, the
Rambam would say it's not to me something that's subject, that maybe you still have Cholah there. Maybe it's still Cholah.
Because the
Yeah, but the Minchas Yaakov says the Rambam is wrong. Minchas Yaakov says if you really have Afer, if you get it down to Afer, Barer, you have no Cholah left. Moment there's no Cholah left, Barer, it's Mutzer. Okay, the fourth Nafkamina is a very simple case. You are cooking milk. You're stirring the milk with a spoon. This spoon now becomes milk. Granted, okay, you have cholov, you're cooking milk, you want to make hot cereal, you take a spoon, milk a spoon, you stir the milk. Okay, fine. That you do at 8 in the morning. At 4 in the afternoon, 8 hours later, 4 in the afternoon, you take that spoon and you put it into your chicken soup, or into your meat soup to taste your meat soup. Namely, you messed up the spoon something bad, right? You had a snookic spoon, and now you traced up the spoon. Okay. This spoon is now problematic. The question is, how long is this spoon problematic? It's going to be problematic both for Basar and for Cholah. It's going to mess things up on both ends. How long is it problematic? So let's look in Siman Tzadi Dalet. Siman Tzadi Dalet is the Siman of the spoons. Now we know the spoons, Siman Tzadi Dalet. And that's the case. Atochev kaf chalavit b'kdei reshol basar. That's exactly what we did. Siman Tzadi Dalet Sifalet. How long do we have a problem over here? So if we can see it, Gimel, the Mechaber says, this spoon is problematic. In chazer v'tachvura, bein the basar, bein the chalav, it's going to mess things up. Kol zman shehi bas yoma. As long as the spoon is bas yoma. So now you can ask, how long is this spoon bas yoma? You put it into milk at 8 in the morning. You put it into fleishiks at 4 in the afternoon. When does this spoon cease to be a ticking bomb? At 8 the next morning or at 4 the next afternoon? Now what do you say? It's Talmud. Exactly. According to the Taz and the Bach and the Beis Yosef, when does this spoon cease to be a ben yomo? No, Chaim? 8 a.m. Excellent. Namely, because we're dealing with an Iser Balua. An Iser Balua has two components. Component A entered in at 8 in the morning. Component A is going to lose its vitality at 8 in the morning. And so forget about component B. You already have a Nosen Tam with God. As long as one of the components is Nosen Tam with God, you're finished. However, according to the Shach, forget about 8 in the morning. When did the spoon become Basar B'Cholav? At 4 in the afternoon. That's when we had Chaticha Naaseis Nevela. That's when it became Basar B'Cholav. That's when it became Aser. And so the ticking clock is from 4 in the afternoon. So this is not a compound. This is not Basar V'Cholav. This is Basar B'Cholav. This is a totally new entity. This is Nevela. And when did it become Nevela? At 4 in the afternoon. Look in the Shach over here, Sukkot and Yud. Kol Zman Shi Bas Yoma, Perush, Mish'as Tzachiva, from 4 in the afternoon. Afilu Eina Bas Yoma Mishah Shavisho Babasar. Even if it's between 8 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon the next day, who cares? Kevon shahayasa batyoma b'shas tchiva rishona nases nevela oseres akarta chafilu b'diyeved imi batyoma b'shas tchiva. He says it 14 different times. Why? Upashadu, because it's so pashad. The moment you see a shas tchiva three times, you say upashadu, you realize it's not pashad. Right? Then afterwards he says udoroka habach. Right? So the bach it wasn't pashad. Right? But I mean the shas, this is a steamroller of the shas. Right, I'll say it again, say it a third time, I'll say Pashadu, right, convince you that this is what he thinks, like by Tam Kiker, but it's not so Pashad. Rabbi Kidega says, it's not so Pashad. Because, after all, you have Nasa Nevela, the Kafshe, Belua Chalav. Then what's Nasa Nevela? You have Chalav, which is Balea Basar, and you have two components over here. It's not Pashad at all that it's from 4 in the afternoon. The Chorah says, Rabbi Kidega, I think it's from 8 in the morning, right? This is the Taz, and the Beis Yosef, and the Bach. Okay, so we have the fourth nafkamina. Fine, yes?
Is it, why is this different than the case that we saw before? That you cook whatever you cook at 8 a.m. Then within many ways you cook it with water again. You boil hot water. So everyone agreed that you have to restart the clock from the second time that you cook the hot water.
That's if you hold Chanan by Yisurim and Drabanan, right? That's a Chanan Drabanan. But that's, then we're talking over here on a level of, the other way around. Were you to take the spoon and then cook water at 8 at night, everyone would agree that there, from 8 at night, you have a Chanan Drabon. But we're talking over here in terms of the only Chanan that we have. The only Chanan that we have is at this level, on the level of Isur Balua. That's the only Chanan that we have. You have a Heter and Heter, creating an Isur Balua. So, when you have the case of the water, it was already Usur, and the water regenerates the Isur. Here, you don't have to mean it was already Usur. You had chalav, and it became usur by being boleya basar.
So it's not a mitzvah thing that regenerates whatever taste is in there. It's a halachic regeneration.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Okay. Final nafkamina. I think final nafkamina. Yeah. What would be in terms of, is there a din of bishul achar bishul in basar v'chalav? Let's say that I were to cook chalent with cheese. Okay, I don't know, maybe I never tried it, but pashtus, it would have an interesting taste. Cook chalent with cheese, and then, you know, put it in the refrigerator. And now, I were to recook it, I were to reheat the chalent and the cheese. Would I be over an iser of bishul basar v'chalav? Would I be over an iser of bishul basar v'chalav? In other words, do we say bishul achar bishul in basar v'chalav? I can't think of it on Shabbos. Let's say I cook chalent before Shabbos, put it in the fridge, and now I want to cook it again on Shabbos. Is there an iser of bishul achar bishul on Shabbos? Anywhere you have an iser of bishul, you can ask, is there a din of bishul achar bishul? No, what would you say, Chaim? Depends, right? Depends, exactly, right. According to the Shach, there's no iser of bishul basar v'chalav. Basar v'chalav is a one-time creation of creating basar v'chalav. That's the Isur of Bishul basar v'chalav. But according to the Taz and the Bach, etc., basar v'chalav was never created. It was never created. What do? You had a Bliya. This over here is Chaim's case. I am regenerating the Bliya. Regenerating the Bliya, that l'chalav is usur in the world of basar v'chalav. That's considered to be, that's no different than the first time. The first time I created a Bliya, the second time I am regenerating that Bliya. Okay, so anyway, that we'll see that in Machlokes Achronim as to whether it's Bishul Achar Bishul is Basar V'Chalav. That's the first Rabbi Akiva Eger, in second Rabbi Akiva Eger, Simon Pei Zayin, Gilian Amarasha. They bring up the question of Basar V'Chalav. It's all totally in this Takira, and you probably come across, as we're going through Hilchos Basar V'Chalav, other Nachminas as well. Okay, so that is the second area in which Basar V'Chalav is unique. The question is, how unique is Chanan Basar V'Chalav? According to the Shach, it's a brave new world, a whole new concept of Chanan. According to the Taz and the Bach and the Beis Yosef, it's a Chumrah. We have Hilchos Ha'arovos with the Chumrah that which we said Midrabanan, according to Rabbeinu Tam, now is Midoraisa and Basar V'Chalav. But it's a Chumrah, no more than a Chumrah, but basically we're sticking to the rules of Hilchos Ha'arovos. The third Nafkamina we said was in terms of Tam Ki Iker. That even if you hold that Tam Ki Iker is the Oraisa in the world of Shari Surim, it's the Oraisa without Malkos. While over here, we're going to have a Oraisa with Malkos. Namely, that we're saying that ta'am ki ikar in basar v'chalav is always one step up of shari surya. There may be over here, however, a very important limitation. It's something that we mentioned in Hilchos Tarobes, but since now we're moving over into the world of basar v'chalav, it pays to repeat it. It's known that there's what's called kushyas ha'ola. It's really the kasha of the Rashba, but it's called, everyone asks the kasha. What's the question kasha that everyone asks? That one of the sources that Tam Tikim Midoraisa is Gulei Klei Midyan. That since Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Yisrael when they came back from Mechanas Midyan to be Magil the Kelim, why be Magil the Kelim? Because they can't create it, contain Tam. Kanareh that Tam Kiikar is Doraisa. That on the Doraisa plane already, this Tam of Nevela or Chelev, whatever was in the Klei Midyan, would mess up whatever chalav they want to make now in Machne Yisrael. The Kushya Sa'olam is, how do you know that Gulei Klei Midyan was because of Nevela and Chelev? Maybe it was because of Basar V'Chalav? Maybe the Midyanim ate Basar V'Chalav, and that's the reason. And everyone agrees that there's a din of Tam Kiikar and Basar V'Chalav. How can you prove from Gulei Klei Midyan that there's a din of Tam Kiikar V'Chalav Torah Kulo? That's the question everyone asks. What kind of proof is there? How does Gemara prove from Gulei Klei Midyan that B'chola Torah Kula is din of Tam Kiikar? Maybe that's a unique halacha in Basar V'Chalav, and everyone agrees, even Rashi agrees, that Tam Kiikar and Basar V'Chalav is Daraisa. So we saw in the Pisrei Tshuva, in Siman Tzadichet, Sivkatan Hei, in a bracket, that the Chasam Sofer quoted a Talmud Vasek of his of giving an answer. And the answer of the Talmud Vasek was as follows, that when do we say Tam Ki Iker of Basar V'Chalav is Midoraisa? When do we have this din of Lokin on Tam Ki Iker of Basar V'Chalav? That's Tam coming out of Basar, or Tam coming out of Chalav, or Tam coming out of Basar V'Chalav. And we're talking about Tam coming out of Mamashis. However, Tam coming out of a Kli, there's no nafkamina between Basar V'Chalav and Torah Torah Kula. Tam coming out of the Kedera has no Iker Midoraisa unless you hold the din of Tam Kiker B'chola Torah Kula. Namely, on the level of a Kli, there Basar V'Chalav is no longer unique. The level of a Kli, Tam Kiker is like Shar Isurim. So that's an open question. The Talmud Vasek offered it as a Teirutz, but the question is Halakha L'maisa, is that really correct or not? Do we view Tam Kiker coming out of the world of Basar V'Chalav as being something unique, or as it being part of the regular world of Tarovas? So within that, the Prima Gadim and the Takdama, that's the paragraph Tam Ki Iker Ketzav. Tam Ki Iker Ketzav, that whole paragraph, that's what he deals with back and forth, is the world, is Tam Ki Iker by Basar V'Chalav only special when it comes out of a Be'en, or even when it comes out of a Kli? Okay. That pretty much summarizes the psicha of the Prima Gadim, which would be our psicha as well, Tilchas Basar V'Chalav. B'li Neder, we'll move into Siman Pei Zayin, Sif Aleph, next time. As you saw from the notes that Rabbi Goldberg wrote up from my Chaburos, there are fewer Chaburos in Hilchos Basar V'Chalav than there were in Hilchos Tarovas. My question is that I'm not going. There's no reason to rush, because I also don't want to get ahead of you, and therefore, even if theoretically we could finish the Chaburos before Nisan, there's no. Why? You know, we'll learn. I have like a regular schedule of twice a week, Sundays and Wednesdays in Yirtzeh Hashem, and we'll have a Chabura or two after Pesach, and that would still give you enough time. We'll have two Chaburos. After Pesach, I'd like to begin the Kol, depending on how many of you go to Chutz Laaretz. If you basically in Eretz Yisrael, so we'll begin the Sunday after Pesach. If those of you going to Chutz Laaretz, we'll begin from the Monday after Pesach. So to have a Chabura that week, and maybe even the following Sunday, and then you'll still have 2 weeks before the Bechina. Bechina is in ER. What? Okay. The Bechina comes out to be like the middle of ER. And that still leaves us in Yirtzeh Hashem 6 weeks from Malicha. Malicha is a subcategory. Malicha is a subcategory of Sivan Kufay. So, you know, it shouldn't take us more than 6 weeks to do Malicha. And so you should be able at this point, now really, if you really studied, which I see that many of you did, for Hilchos Tarovas, then Basar V'Chalav, I wouldn't say it's a piece of cake, but it's much, much easier. It's just, as the Prima Gana pointed out, you have anomalies, but basically the rules are the same, and even if you don't understand the rules, so sometimes when you have an application of the rule, it's more understandable than when it's talking, floating in the air. Okay? So, you should find it like you're over the hump, in terms of Yeridea. It should basically be relatively mild, right? True Basa B'Chala, and then sunny weather when it gets in Halicha. I would just ask that for your own good, just as Bin Hara, everyone took the Shlita Bechina more or less on time, and everyone, Bin Hara, took the Tarovas Bechina, almost everyone on time, that you continue that way in Malicha and Basa B'Chala, and that way next Hagas Micha rolls around 3 years from now, right, I won't be getting all of a sudden these Bechinas and Malicha from Australia, etc. All right, so finish it up now, all right, so have it behind you and continue your life. Okay.